Nefesh HaChaim begins with the first parak of Parashas Bereishis, where the Torah tells us Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon and all of humanity, B'Tzelem Elohim, loosely translated for the moment as in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is repeated later on in Parak Tes, Pasuk Vav, Ki B'Tzelem Elohim Asa Es HaAdam. What is the notion of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? What are the implications? What is the significance of the fact that Adam HaRishon was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner notes that in the world of Kabbalah, this has, or this is really one of the cornerstones of the Zohar HaKadosh and all of the learning of what we call Pnimis HaTorah or Sisrei Torah, the hidden aspects of the Torah, which attributes significance to everything we find in the physical world as a manifestation of some aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, we have five senses, we have five fingers, the colors in the rainbow, the days of the week, the hours in the day. As we've discussed many times, there's hidden significance in all of these items. And that is because all of the physical world and the natural world is really a manifestation of some aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what's known as the ten Sefirot, which we're familiar with from Sefirot HaEmor, perhaps, of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, Chachma, Bina, Das, or Chachma, Bina, Malchus. All of these ten Sefirot really represent not ten different deities, Chas V'Shalom, but ten different aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're all united as part of his existence, as it were, Kiviyochel. So that's what the whole enterprise of Limud HaKabbalah and Sisrei Torah is about, is based upon this notion that the entire physical world, and Adam HaRishon as a part of it, is B'Tzelem Elohim, is somehow a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner says he's not going to begin with that, because that's not where the Rishonim begin in their discussion of the topic. He says certainly that's true, and if we would begin there, there would be no end to the discussion, or it would take us far off field. So he starts where the Rambam really begins in the Maor Nevuchim, and Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph of the Maor Nevuchim, where the Rambam addresses this issue himself. And he's going to begin with the Pashtonim HaRishonim. What he means here is those who are explaining the literal meaning, or the simple meaning, or perhaps, which all, of course, has significance in the different levels of understanding of the Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Soid, or in the Ayin Panim L'Torah, however, the way you want to phrase it. But there are many levels and many ways of understanding everything in the Torah. So even though B'Tzelem Elohim has a deeper significance, which is elaborated upon by the Zohar and Sisrei Torah, the Rambam here is addressing, the more simple, or not simple in the sense that it's easy, but perhaps the more literal or accessible definition of what it means to be B'Tzelem Elohim. And the Rambam writes in Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph of Maor Nevuchim, and here he really just summarizes what the Rambam writes there, that the Rambam says there were some Rishonim who understood from the fact that man is created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like man has a body and a physical form, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body and a physical form. And they understood the words tzelem b'tzalmenu kidmusenu, tzelem and dmus, to mean a physical description. And what then is the difference between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam? Well, human beings are created with basar and dam, flesh and blood, which can disintegrate and break down over time, which the Rambam subscribes to those properties of physics, that of entropy, that things inevitably have to break down over time. There's no way to preserve things as the status quo indefinitely. But the Rambam says, what then would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu be made out of better, more durable, more enduring kinds of material other than flesh and blood. So the Rambam cites that there were those thinkers, whether they be Jewish thinkers or outside of the Jewish world, who understood from the fact that the Torah describes man as being created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that really were fundamentally somewhat the same as the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it were. We have a body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a body. Our body is made out of inferior materials, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's body is made out of superior materials. And the Ravid, actually, in his comments, his Hasogas, his disagreements with the Rambam, Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Zayin, cites these Rishonim and does not dismiss them entirely. He disagrees with them, But the Rambam writes, a person who believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a physical form, what is known as anthropomorphism, said that he's a min and not bikaris. He loses his chaylik and olam haba. He's missing out the one of what the, you know, Rambam's yud gimel ikri amuna, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is ein lo guf vigvia. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no body or physical form. The Rambam therefore calls him a min and not bikaris. And the Ravid writes, quite stirringly, he says, how could the Rambam dismiss them out of hand? The Ravid seems to agree, but he says, Kama gedolim v'toivim imenu. There were those who were greater in stature than the Rambam, that hochu bezu ha-machshava, that follow this way of thinking. Lufi, what, how did they get to this? So the Ravid writes in Perikim of Hoshuva Lochazayin, Lufi masharo b'mikros, what they saw in the psukim, such as the pasuk of Ahayara Chazaka Vazraya Hanatuya, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. He took us out of Mitzrayim, the passing of Parshas Vayeschanan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as having a mighty hand and outstretched arms. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a physical body. And Chazal, V'yoyz Mimasharo, B'divrei HaGadol, is HaMishab Shur Sasadeya. Says the Rebbe, there are many statements of Chazal themselves which lend to this kind of interpretation. So Rebbe says they shouldn't be dismissed as Apikarsim when they're following what is really Pshutai, Shomikra. The Ravid understood as well that these psukim are meant allegorically or metaphorically and not to be taken literally, but he doesn't dismiss these rishonim entirely. Do we have any rishon who actually said this, you know, on the record? So there is one. His name is Rabbi Moshe Taku. I don't like quoting it because we don't quote him in any other context. So he's really one of the more obscure rishonim, but he writes in his Sefer Ksav Tomim. There are those that call the Sefer Ksav Tomei the defiled writings because of his perspective on this matter, but Rav Moshe Taku believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually had a body and a physical form. He was the one, perhaps, that was being discussed by the Ravid and the other Rishonim who discussed this matter, who cite that there were some Rishonim who actually believed this. But the Rambam thinks that this is absolutely, fundamentally, an error. And that's not what Nasa Adam Bitzhalmeinu Kid Musenu means. It doesn't mean that a man was created with a physical form as a reflection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu who has a physical form. Rather, it refers to the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to his physical description. The Rambam says that is the word of Ta'or, or like the pasuk says, by Rachel, she was Yifas Toyar, Yifas Mare. She had a beautiful appearance, and you know that refers to a physical description of Rachel. So she was Yifas Toyar. That's a physical description. What does Bitzalmeinu Kid Musenu mean? That refers to a similarity. The image, the likeness, not of a physical description, but rather of a spiritual description, or perhaps some quality or attribute of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when a man was created, B'tzelem Elokim, the Rambam makes the point emphatically. The Mor Nevuchim doesn't refer to the fact that we have physical similarities to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather that we have spiritual similarities somewhat. A Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with a little bit part of himself, in that we have similar aspects to the Ribbono Shel Olam in our qualities and our attributes as well. And the Rambam, not surprisingly, claims that this is what is represented by our intelligence and our intellect. That stems from the Tzelem Elohim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where it derives from. That's why man, more than the rest of the animal kingdom, was created with Tzelem Elohim. The rest of the animal kingdom has instincts, but doesn't have the intelligence or the ability to reason, as opposed to Adam HaRishon that was created with Tzelem Elohim. He had the intellect and intelligence and the ability to reason, and this is not surprising for the Rambam, who of course is from the rationalist Rishonim, and believes that this is the highest form of spiritual existence, is for a person to develop fully his intellect and his ability to reason. The Rambam actually quotes, and Nefesh HaChaim here cites it as well, from the Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, where the Pasuk says, Domisi Lekaas Midbar. David HaMelech comments about himself that he is wandering throughout the world like the bird of the desert. So Rambam says it doesn't mean that he has, David HaMelech thought he had a beak, and he had feathers, and he landed on trees. That's not what he means when he says, Domisi Lekaas Midbar. I am similar to the bird of the desert. Doesn't mean physical similarities. What it means is, in one aspect, in one way, he's similar to the bird. Just like the bird flies from place to place and is nov and nut, is kind of like a nomad. So too, David HaMelech felt like he was a nomad in his life, constantly running from place to place, one putting out one fire, and then going somewhere else and having to put out another fire. So David HaMelech felt that he was always behind the eight ball. So he said, "Damisi lekaas midbar." So I'm similar to the bird of the desert. But again, it's only similar in one way or another, in his essence, in his attributes, in his qualities, in his life story. in his narrative, but not, of course, any physical kind of similarities. And so too says Chaim Volozhiner here, really just citing the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, that what does it mean we're created with Tzelem Elohim, that we're created with one aspect or attributes that are similar to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like, you know, Damisi L'Kaas Midbar, like the bird that flies from place to place, so too we are similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in physical form, but rather in our attributes and our qualities, we have one aspect similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes here the Rambam, who says that that means our seichel, our intelligence, our reason, but perhaps this really could be expanded, maybe we'll touch on that next time, to the entire concept of the Pasuk and Parashas Kisavah of a Halachta Bedrachov, that we should follow in all of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum and Chanun, He's merciful and patient, and so too we should be merciful and patient. All of that is part of being created. B'Tzelem Elohim, we are certain aspects that are similar between ourselves and the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with those properties, and therefore emphasizing or exaggerating or focusing on the fact that we are created B'Tzelem Elohim demands not only that we expand our intellect and our intelligence, suffuse it with the knowledge of the Torah, really demands that we emphasize all of the ways that we're similar to our Kadosh Baruch Hu and all of our midas. We'll discuss Mitzvah next time, that that's really a very critical and pivotal, cornerstone concept, perhaps, of all of Yiddishkeit. All right, Chevra? Yeah.